Now, our Bible readings today come from Leviticus and from Matthew. So firstly, from Leviticus chapter 19 and verses 9 and 10. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord, your God. And then from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 9, and verses 35 to 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Amen. God will bless this reading from his holy word. Now this morning our theme is harvest, and I want to think about two aspects of harvest from the passages that we read from Leviticus and from Matthew. The first is practical and the second is spiritual, although they are not mutually exclusive. So let's think firstly about the practical from the book of Leviticus. Now, as we come to this passage this morning, I just want to give you an example. I'm sure at one time or another you've watched the television programme Dragon's Den. It's a business programme in which budding entrepreneurs bring their ideas to some very rich business people known as dragons to see if they will invest in their business. It's often a ruthless process, however, and the dragons will often rip an idea to shreds before declaring, "I'm out," and not investing in their business. And a programme like that gives the idea that business is ruthless and that there's no place for weakness or concessions. And if we're honest, sometimes we think that God can be a bit like a dragon from Dragon's Den, ruthless and will trample upon us. But the verses that we read from Leviticus today are really interesting, because God says to the Israelites, when you reap the harvest, don't reap right to the edges, and don't gather the bits you've dropped, and don't go through your vineyard a second time or pick up the fallen grapes. Now, if you think about most businesses today, especially big business, they would be horrified by this verse, because business today is all about making the most profit, maximizing to the furthest extent what you can make out of it. When I was a student, I spent one of my summers picking strawberries in St. Andrews as a summer job, and the strawberries picked went to Tesco. And all the strawberries were in rows, as you grow strawberries, and sometimes we would be told when you got to the end of the row to go back over the row again just to make sure that no berries had been missed. It was ruthless, making sure that we got every last berry. Nothing was left. Such is modern fruit farming. Of course, things were slightly different in Leviticus, when the people, all the people, were living on the land and depended on the land to survive, unlike now when we very much live in a service economy. And in this economy, where the people are living on the land, the Israelites are instructed specifically not to glean right to the edges of the field. They're not to be ruthless. Why? Because those parts of the field are to be left for the poor and the stranger, the poor and the foreigner. You see, for the poor, the only way of surviving was to try and find and gather some food. And those who had plenty of food were not to be so mean as to take it all. They were to be reminded that they had to at least think about the poor and the needy, those who were strangers in their land, who maybe didn't have anyone to go to. And in a very practical way, the same is true for us, isn't it? With our plenty, we must think of the poor and those who do not have what we have. You see, in a civilized society such as our own, it's really sad, isn't it, that we have people using food banks because they can't afford to eat. And we must always remember them and support them as best as we can, as well as looking out for those in the world who have little, which is why we support organisations like Tear Fund and Christian Aid. And very shortly, you'll be getting some information about the Tear Fund Big Quiz, which will be happening in November. And it's a great way to support the work that Tear Fund do, and we'll be running that online this year. So from the book of Leviticus, we have a very practical message. As God clearly cares for the poor and has compassion upon them, so we too are to be people of compassion. We are to remember those who are in need, and not just to be concerned about ourselves, which often, if we're honest, we can be. But as we think about the harvest, I also want to think about Jesus' words in Matthew's Gospel. And both our readings this morning link not only the harvest, but also the compassion of God. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus talks about the harvest. Now, when the harvest came, before there were tractors and combine harvesters and the like, there would be plenty of workers out in the fields gathering in the crop. There would be swarms of people. In the passage that we read about Jesus, Jesus is among the people, and they're very needy spiritually. They're harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And so he preached and healed people, and he had compassion upon them because they were lost. And Jesus says to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field." You see, the people were ready to receive Jesus. They were ready to respond to God. And yet there was a lack of people to tell them the good news and to speak to them of God's love and power and grace. And in today's world, I think there is still that need. There is a spiritual thirst. Why was it during lockdown that there were huge numbers of people who were watching online church services? It can't just be that Christians were watching more than one service and accumulating the numbers. Why was it that people were searching in huge numbers on Google for prayer? You see, when faced with a crisis such as the COVID-19 one, which we have in our world at present, we realise that we are weak and we are helpless. We realise that we cannot do anything in our own strength. We have to look elsewhere. And maybe today you realise that you may be rich materially, but spiritually you are poor. And actually you feel a bit lost in your life. You feel harassed and helpless. Jesus wants you to understand who he is. And he wants you to respond to him and to come to him so you understand that God loves you and cares for you. And for people who are searching, we who are believers need to be ready to share the reason for the hope that we have. You see, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Are we willing to be a worker for the Lord? And also to pray for workers to go into the harvest field. We just need the boldness to go out and to reap and to pray for others to join us. To not be afraid to share the hope that we have, because people need it more than ever at this time. You see, God is a God of compassion and love. He cares for the poor. He cares for those who are in need. He cares, and he calls for us to care for those in need too. but he also desires that all would come to him. He wants people to come to him. That's why Jesus had compassion on the crowd, and why he couldn't just let them be and leave them to their own devices and leave them lost. And that's a picture for us, because God didn't leave us lost. He gives us Jesus, the Saviour of the world, that we might come into the presence of God. God reaches out to us when we couldn't reach out to him. So as we give thanks today for all that God gives to us and his provision for us each day, may we also thank him for his compassion and his grace, and seek to show to others that we invite them to come into the kingdom too. So this morning, may we come to God. May we know that God loves us and cares for us and watches over us. And may we be a people of compassion as he is. Shall we just pray together? Let's pray. Loving Lord God, we thank you that you call us to be a people of compassion. We thank you that you're not a ruthless God, but you're a God of compassion who reaches out to us in love and in mercy. We thank you for all that you have done for us in the Lord Jesus. And we thank you that when he looked out onto these crowds, he saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd. And Lord God, we recognize in our own lives, our own lostness, those times when we have been harassed and helpless. But we thank you, Lord God, that if we are believers in you, that you have found us and we have come into your very presence. And Lord God, as believers in Christ, we pray that we would show compassion on others as you have shown compassion on us, that we would help those who are in need, that we would pray for them, that we would remember those who are in need in our own country and also abroad, that we would remember the work of organizations like Tear Fund and Christian Aid. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your goodness to us, and we ask for your blessing to rest upon us now, for we pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.